Okay, good evening. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton City Council for Tuesday, January 3rd, 2017. It's great to see all my colleagues well rested and ready for the new year. A couple of people look a little tanned, which is nice. That was good. Obviously some vacationing, Council Laredo. But welcome back, everybody, and welcome everybody that's here to see the presentation on West Newton Square. It's great to see everybody. I hope everybody had a healthy, happy, and safe holiday. I'm glad to see all my colleagues. Okay, on your desks this evening, there is a memo from our Director of Transportation, Nicole Freeman, regarding the Washington-Harvard Street Signalization Upgrade Project. And as I just mentioned, right after our hopefully very brief council meeting, we will hear a presentation and have a Q&A on the West Newton Square design. Okay? Please be aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded after the formal I'm ahead of myself. Okay, with no other business or announcements at this time, I'm going to start our first call of reports. And I'll start with the chair of the Land Use Committee, Councilor Laredo.
Thank you, Mr. President. On a rare occasion, there's no report this evening and no public hearings to assign.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee, chaired by Councilor Hess-Mahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 297 of the report's docket. All items were held.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Next, I have the Programs and Services Committee, chaired by Councilor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report.
Thank you, sir. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, chaired by Councilor Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report this evening.
Councilor, I do believe you have one late filed item that you need to refer to, accept to the docket and refer to committee. Page 300 of the new docket.
Okay, 4-17.
No, a little further down, 7-17. It'll be referred to public safety
and public facilities. I have it. Thank you. 7-17. Commissioner of Public Works requesting.
Chair is requesting a suspension of the rules in order to accept a late file docket item. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Please go ahead, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. President. Happy New Year.
Welcome back.
Commissioner of Public Works requesting approval of the design installation of intersection improvements, including a traffic signal and bump outs at the intersection of Harvard and Washington Street. And that's 7-17, Mr. President.
Thank you. That will be on our referral. That is for both public safety and transportation and public facilities. Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Councilor Crossley.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report. Do I not need also to refer this to committee?
It's been suspended and referred, but you don't have to, but if you'd like to.
I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Next, I have the Finance Committee. The report will be given by Acting Chair, Councilor Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. President. There are two items to discuss tonight. Both require a suspension of the rules. The first is an item for which we met earlier this tonight, and we do not have a formal report, so we need a suspension of the rules to give an oral report.
Okay. The chair is requesting a suspension of the rules in order to report out an item that was taken up this evening that does not have a formal written report. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead, Madam Chair.
Thank you. That's item number 442-16. His Honor the Mayor requesting that each prior order of the City Council that authorizes the borrowing of money to pay costs of capital projects is hereby supplemented to provide that, in accordance with Chapter 44, Section 20 of the General Laws, as most recently amended by the Municipal Modernization Act, so called, the premium received by the city upon the sale of any bonds or notes thereunder, less any such premium applied to the payment of the costs of issuance of such bonds or notes, may be applied to pay project costs, and the amount authorized to be borrowed for each such project shall be reduced by the amount of any such premium so applied. I assume that's crystal clear, everybody? Okay, let's translate. As you know, when we sell bonds, the the people who are buying those bonds do two things. They suggest both an interest rate that they're willing to pay, and they sometimes, with particularly AAA-rated communities, actually pay a premium to be the winning bidder. Most of our bonds, up until this recent Municipal Modernization Act, when we received the premium, it would go into our general fund and usually drop directly to free cash. There are two types of bonds where that's never been the case. One is if we have a debt exclusion, such as we've had for Cabot and Anger. And the second is, you will recall that we occasionally have done advanced refunding, so that a bond that has a higher interest rate, we sometimes pay off and resell at a lower interest rate. In both those cases, when we received a premium, the premium did not go to the general fund and thus to free cash, but rather went back to reducing the cost of the actual debt. So our Anger and Cabot debt went down, and we recently did a refunding largely for Newton North. The cost of the premium went into that debt service and reduced it. However, in the last 5, 6, 7 years, other such debt, when we've got a premium, and usually it's about $1 million a year, went essentially straight to free cash, and we used it for other purposes. This past year was a little bit unusual. We issued more debt than usual, so we had over $3 million of premiums that also went into the general fund and then into free cash, and we all saw the benefit of that recently when free cash was announced. What the Municipal Modernization Act does is exactly good financial thinking, which is, when you get a premium, from now on, cities and towns don't get to put it in their general fund, but instead it has to reduce the cost of the underlying debt. So we actually have no choice in doing this. It's the new law of the Commonwealth. But we have to do it tonight because we're going out to issue. We've authorized bonds over the course of the last year or two or three, and we're actually going to sell some of those in the next few weeks. And we have to tweak the language now to say that any premiums we get will go towards reducing the underlying debt. You may want to know the details on that. We have about 16 authorized but unissued debt instruments out there. Those total about $108 million. About $30 million of those are going to be issued in the coming weeks and would normally have brought in about $2 million of premiums that normally in the old days would have gone to the general fund. So we're switching that $2 million into reducing the debt. Obviously, as Maureen plans the upcoming budget, it means our debt service costs go down, but our free cash also goes down in the future, so there's a yin and a yang effect here. So finance voted on this. It was 6 in favor, none against, and we had 2 missing members when we took the vote.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and that will be as part of our first call reports.
And my second, I also have to ask for a suspension of the rules for another late filed item.
Chair is requesting a suspension of the rules to accept a late filed docket item. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead, Madam Chair.
This is item number 10-17. His Honor, the Mayor, requesting authorization to appropriate $2 million from the November 16, 2016 overlay surplus declaration for the purpose of funding the city's share of the development of market rate and affordable housing units at 70 Crescent Street.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Real Property Reuse Committee chaired by Councilor Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Thank you very much. Okay, that concludes our first, Councilor Laredo. Oh, sorry about that. Yes, the item that we just suspended the rules for to appropriate the $2 million for development of housing units at 70 Crescent Street, item number 10-17, has been referred to both Land Use and the Finance Committee. Okay? All right. Any other business before the council on first call? Before I ask the clerk to call the roll, I'll first recognize Councilor Yates. If you could please join me up here. He was going to read a memorial commendation memorial commendation that we have for Joan Harrington, the wife of Peter Harrington, former wife of Peter Harrington, who passed recently. I'll recognize Councilor Yates.
Thank you. Memorial commendation in remembrance of Joan E. Harrington. Whereas the citizens of the City of Newton and the members of the Newton City Council were deeply saddened to learn of the death of Joan E. Harrington, wife of former Alderman Peter Harrington, resident of Newtonville, who passed away on December 22, 2016 at the age of 79, and who was survived by her husband Peter, her children John, Maura, and Matthew, and six grandchildren. And whereas Joan E. Harrington was deeply involved in the Newton community for more than half a century, having helped to establish the first playground at the Horace Mann Center, she served as president of the Newton Community Service Center and fulfilled a lifelong dream with her appointment by Mayor Thomas Concannon in 1995 to serve as a trustee of the Newton Free Library, for which she served 10 years and started the Library Lovers Ball as a way to raise funds for the library, after which she served as a library volunteer during the years before her death. And whereas Joan E. Harrington was involved in local and state politics, working on many political campaigns, as well as running for state representative in 1978. And whereas Joan E. Harrington was a sports enthusiast and joined a senior bowling league in which her team was in first place at the time of her death, she loved her teammates and spent her time reaching out to the world, making friends in Newton and beyond who will miss her. Now, therefore, be it resolved that as the City of Newton bids a fond farewell to Joan E. Harrington, it is fitting and proper that the members of the Newton City Council, representing all the citizens of the City of Newton, mourn the death of this kind and caring woman who leaves behind a legacy of service to the City of Newton for generations to follow, and expresses its deepest gratitude for the work and unparalleled service to the City of Newton rendered by Joan E. Harrington. And be it further resolved that a copy of this memorial resolution be presented to her husband, Peter, and that this memorial commendation be made part of the permanent official records of the Archives of the City of Newton, offered this third day of January by Councilors Brian Yates and Scott Lennon on behalf of all the members of the City Council. And as the thing notes, there are two copies. Some of you have signed one. Some of you may not have signed either. Please sign both as it's going around now. Thank you. I assume this will be a unanimous call.
Thank you, Councillor, for offering that memorial. Next, as I see one of them still going on, I'm going to recognize Councillors Albright and Councillor Crossley, if they could please join me at the rostrum for another commendation that we have this evening. There will be two going around, so before anybody leaves tonight, just make sure you sign both, okay? Thank you. And I'll recognize Councilors Albright and Crossley.
Okay. So this may be a bit of a surprise. So this is a testimonial resolution honoring David A. Olson in recognition of his outstanding implementation of early voting in Newton. And I haven't got my glasses, I'm warning you. Oh, thank you. Whereas David A. Olson organized early voting in the City of Newton for the very first time, and whereas David A. Olson received a gold medal from the Massachusetts Election Modernization Coalition, awarded only to 34 cities and town clerks,
in the Commonwealth for offering Newton voters substantial early voting options by going far beyond the minimum required by law and offering evening and weekend early voting of Newton City Hall at Newton City Hall and satellite locations and
whereas David A. Olson excelled at ensuring that early voting was as smooth as possible, including purchasing new poll pads that allowed poll workers to accomplish electronic check-in for registered voters, making voter check-in an efficient process. And whereas David A. Olson provided ample staff to handle the early voter turnout of 30.08% or 17,757 voters, and ensure that all poll workers and wardens were trained on the new equipment and processes. Now, therefore, be it resolved that as David Olson did such an extraordinary job at executing early voting, it is only fitting and proper that members of this honorable city council, representing all the citizens of the city of Newton, pay great gratitude and tribute to David for his extraordinary service to the city of Newton. Resolution offered this third day of January 2017 by President Lennon, Councillor Crossley, and Councillor Albright on behalf of the City Council. David may like to say a few words, but one reason it's a surprise is that David normally drafts the commendations for all of the people we commend, and this time we had to do it on the sly, and we'll give Shauna Sullivan the credit.
We were skulking around your office.
This is a surprise, and thank you very much. And it really is not just me that got us through early voting this time around. It really is a team effort, including the City Council, that provided the funds that were necessary to get it to happen, but also the almost 300 poll workers and city staff that were involved. And I'd like to thank them as well. Thank you.
Thank you again, David, on behalf of everyone. As they started to read it, he really was looking quite quizzically, had no idea how that got written. But thank you for Councilors Albright and Crossley's great idea, and thank you for spearheading that. I really appreciate it. Okay, is there any other business before the council on first call before I ask the clerk to call the roll and the referral of our docket? Seeing none, I will ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councilor Albright. Councilor Auchincloss. Councilor Baker. Councilor Blazer.
Aye.
Councilor Broussel Glazer.
Aye.
Councilor Ciccone. Aye. Councilor Cody.
Aye.
Councilor Crossley.
Aye.
Councilor Danberg. Councilor Fuller.
Aye.
Councilor Gentile. Councilor Harney.
Aye.
Councilor Hesmahan.
Aye.
Councilor Kalis. Councilor Lappin.
Aye.
Councilor Laredo.
Aye.
Councilor Leary.
Aye.
Councilor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councilor Norton.
Aye.
Councilor Rice.
Aye.
Councilor Sangiolo. Councilor Schwartz.
Aye.
Councilor Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 20 yeas with 4 absent.
Okay, all items on first call carry and our docket has been referred. Is there any other business before the council this evening? Seeing none, I'll recognize Councilor Cody. Motion to adjourn. All those in favor of adjournment will say aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. The council is now officially adjourned.